Welcome back to the program. Red Zell, the Everest winner, continued on his winning ways yesterday at Flemington with the Group 1 win in the Darley Classic. And Michael Ward from Triple Crown joins us this morning. He spoke to us, of course, after the Everest win. And now, Michael, you're rejoining us after another major race win. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Jay. Yeah, I'm pleased to be doing so. It was amazing to win the Everest, 4 weeks ago? And now to frank that form and back it up again in the Darley Classic yesterday is amazing.
So with the Everest set to rise to $13 million next year and $15 million by 2020, Red Zell has already earned close to $8 million from a record of 11 wins, 4 seconds and a third from only 21 starts.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's crazy to think he's basically about 150,000 off Black Caviar's career earnings. So I think it's taken him to eight, you know, in history's highest earners in racing. So it is, it's unbelievable money that's on offer these days, and who knows what he'll end up with by the end of his career.
And that win yesterday was his sixth consecutive win. He is in absolutely scintillating form.
He's in white hot form. It's you know, of his last nine runs, he's won seven of them, and the other two, he finished second by 0.1 of a length and 0.2 of a length. So, as you know, at this level, it's very hard to win, let alone, you know, get a picket fence put together. So, you know, he is in terrific form and you know, fingers crossed to continue into next year.
It was a dominant win again yesterday, wasn't it?
It was, and that's the exciting thing about the horse, is he just continues to improve every time he steps out on the race course. And I think he did that again yesterday. You know, he was a sitting shot there yesterday, did all the work himself. You know, he did rattle off some good sectionals early. Kerem was then able to get a little bit of a breather mid-race, and, you know, it looked, you know, from the overhead camera there, you saw that it looked like the challenges were starting to come at him. But you know, as soon as they got within probably half a length or so, he just kicked again and he was very strong through the line.
It's interesting reading some of the post-race comments, Michael, and Kieran McAvoy, his regular rider, described him as an unassuming horse and that he was surprised where he's got to.
Yeah, well, I think the difference is, he won his debut by 3 lengths, so we knew he had a very good horse and he had been showing a fair bit at home in trials. But in his subsequent few runs there, he probably underperformed, to be fair. And it was a matter of trying to work him out. And that's what Peter and Paul did. They worked out his best racing pattern. And it was only after a day, I think Hugh Bowman was on board and he just said, look, I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I know this horse has got it, but he's just not showing it on race day. And he went straight to the lead and, you know, from that day, he's never looked back. And so I think, you know, he probably came from more humble beginnings, but, you know, the levels he's reaching now is unbelievable.
Michael, he's only 5 years old. There's still so much ahead of him.
That's true, yeah. He's very young, isn't he? And, you know, for a girl, he should definitely have his best years in front of him. So, you know, the next couple of years in particular, you know, you shudder to think, you know, where you may end up. We certainly had, after yesterday's race, we had the guys from Royal Ascot there talking to us and trying to encourage us to make a move over there, you know, mid-next year. And there's so many options around. I mean, these days you've got, you know, you've got the Magic Millions race, which is a graduate of the Magic Millions sale, which is $1 million there in mid-January. You've got the Lightning, of course, and you know, Newmarket Handicap and $2.5 million TJ Smith in the autumn. And of course the Everest again, as you said, the prize money's going up. It's astronomical what's on offer for owners these days.
You mentioned Royal Ascot courting to get the horse there potentially next year. Is that something that you will seriously consider?
Yeah, we definitely will. It's obviously it'd be a great opportunity. Just life experience, and that's what it's about, getting involved in racehorse ownership, is just getting some life experiences. You know, they're not always as grand as that, of course, but getting those life experiences with fellow owners and, you know, going over to England would certainly take it to another level again. So it will be high on the agenda for consideration, but likewise, as I said, we've got some superb races in Australia and, you know, we're just as keen to go for them as well.
That $120,000 you spent at the Magic Millions a few years ago, back in 2014, was money well spent, wasn't it, as it turns out?
Yeah, as it turns out, it's looking cheap, isn't it? But, it's been a great return on investment, and I'm just so pleased for everybody involved in the horse, and it's obviously a big team that's involved, the owners, the trainers and, you know, stable staff, you know, Karen, everybody that's involved. He's brought a lot of joy to a lot of people's lives.
Thanks for joining us on Talking Horses. Enjoy the ride.
Thanks very much, Jo. Certainly will. Cheers.
That's Michael Ward from Triple Crown Syndications, with Red Zell continuing on his winning ways yesterday in the Darley Classic.